Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm
good morning, Arizona again. Homeowners.
I'm laughing at clouds.
Yeah, baby. Soaking it up. Takes us in the valley here to about 8 inches plus for the year. What a nice little storm. No hazardous winds, no downpours, no microbursts. Just
no freezing.
No freezing for us.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
I imagine there's a little frost on the pumpkin up north, I do believe. Yes, I do. Good morning, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. We appreciate you tuning in. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we like to open the telephone lines and let anyone call about any topic that they'd like to talk about concerning their house, home, castle, or cabin, from the rooftops to the base of your foundation and anything in between. Our garden experts have left the building, so we don't consider ourselves necessary experts on landscape and gardening. That's why we limit the 8 o'clock hour to that topic, with experts in here to help us answer the questions correctly. But if you're trying to tackle any kind of project around your house, we've been building and remodeling here in Arizona since the early 1970s, originally relocated here from South Louisiana in the mid-1960s, and we're here to give you the experience we've accumulated over all those years building and remodeling down as far south as Tucson, as far north as Page, and every place in between, all the way as far east as Springerville, Eager, Hannigan Meadow, Alpine, as far west as beautiful downtown Wickiup, Arizona. We've built and remodeled in all those locations. We know Arizona well. If we don't know an answer to your question, chances are we know someone in your exact neighborhood that we can refer you to and hopefully get you the answer. A lot of questions we have are how to do it, but equally so, a lot of our questions are who to do it. So we drive a referral network that's effective statewide at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. It has every question we've ever been asked in the 25 years of broadcasting this show right there. The website is basically an encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership, as well as a contractor referral directory in Tucson, Green Valley, Casa Grande, Phoenix, Prescott, and launching and just birthing Sedona and Flagstaff right now. So if you're in any of those communities, we're doing the screening for you. We have been voted the number one contractor referral directory in Arizona the last 5 years in a row. Thank you all for that. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about desert legends, myths about owning a home in Arizona. We've seen recently from the permit process, from the building status and statistics, from the number of people that we're getting inquiries in, from the welcome wagon activity, that the real estate market is coming back strong. We are greeting a lot of newcomers to Arizona, so we'd like to take this opportunity, now that a lot of our winter visitors are landing back in their Arizona homes and permanent relocation folks have relocated, we'd like to address some of the desert legends about the right and the... There's a lot of crazy things you hear about living in Arizona. We're going to try and dispel some of those things. But right now, the show is yours from 9 to 10. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Give us a ring. Anything you'd like to talk about, that is why we are here for you today.
Let's get to them. 1-888-767-4348 is how Janet got in. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Morning, Miss Janet.
We need to resurface our swimming pool, and I've talked with three different contractors. One of them installs PebbleTech, which I'm familiar with. The other two install something called Baja, either Baja Mini Pebble Surface or Baja Micro Mini Pebble Surface.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, I don't know anything about that kind of surface at all, and I wonder if you can tell me something about how that compares with the PebbleTech.
Miss Janet, where are you in Arizona?
In Tempe.
You're in Tempe. You know, I would greatly encourage you to go to our website if you've never been there. We have two excellent swimming pool contractors and remodelers in Post Arena Pools and Desert Sun Pools,
mm-hmm.
both two great opportunities. I would defer to them for whatever they would recommend. Two great companies. If you haven't gotten quotes from them, go ahead and pull from them. I know PebbleTech has had a long history of success here in Arizona, been here for a long, long time. But I would defer to whatever Postorino's or Craig O'Grady at Desert Sun would recommend.
The product or the manufacturer, the base operator. Remember, that was one that actually came and relocated after the Hurricane Katrina. So they've been in Arizona since 06 then.
Right? As manufacturer. They've actually been distributed here for a long time.
The install has been here a long, long time.
Yeah.
And a lot nicer look than just the white plaster.
I think so. Absolutely.
All right, let's see what Susan's working on at her house, home, castle, or cabin. Susan, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. Question to ask about our shower. We have two showers, and the one in the master bedroom, for the master bedroom, when we turn the water on, we get a loud foghorn sound for about 30 to 45 seconds, and then it finally just goes away. The other shower, that's never happened to. Now, we do have a hot water recirculator. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, when it's going on with the hot water, but I would think the other shower would be affected by that, if that be the case. Have you ever heard of this? Do you know what the problem might be?
Susan, if we got in your shower and turned the water on, would we be turning that on with a single round valve in the middle that you move up and down and twist left or right for hot or cold, or is it two separate controls for hot and cold?
It's a single one.
Okay. The first thing you ought to do, anytime your plumbing system is making noise through the house, the first thing you ought to do is do a pressure test on the entire home, because that's one of the biggest contributory factors to noisy plumbing is pressure that's too high. You can get to any neighborhood hardware store and buy a pressure gauge, and you turn everything off in your house, and you take this gauge and you screw it on the hose bib where the water comes in your home. Turn that hose bib on full blast, and it ought to be something in the neighborhood. About 65 pounds is ideal. Any over about 75 or 80, and that very well could not only be the source of the problem for the noise, but it could also be the source of or premature failure on other plumbing fixtures as well. Many plumbing manufacturers will void the warranty on their product if you're introducing pressure to the house in excess of 75 or 80 pounds.
Oh, so what if the pressure is high? Where do we go from there?
Well, then you would need to call a plumber and have them put a pressure regulator valve right there at that hose bib before the pressure goes into the house.
Okay, now, would that happen to just one shower and it wouldn't happen to the other? It would just be that one particular shower would have a high pressure?
It can be, and I'll tell you why. Because every valve addresses, depending on how close you are to where the water comes into the house or how worn any one of those little round rubber donut washers are that are inside that system. One of the questions I would ask is, does it make that noise no matter how fast or slow you turn it on? Try turning it on very, very, very slow.
Right, I tried that. I tried that, and it still will make that sound.
I'm guessing it may check the pressure, because everyone ought to do that anyway. And then I'm guessing it's probably is just a loose donut washer, and as it's opening, the water's vibrating its way through that, or that cartridge has holes in it as you slide it left and right to regulate how much hot and cold comes into it. It may just be a little tune-up on the valve as well. Either one of those, check the pressure, and then even a tune-up on the valve is a fairly inexpensive thing to get done.
Now, generally speaking, here at Rosie on the House, we take calls in order of which they come in. We don't give a priority, first in, first out. I'm going to make an exception.
You're
here.
Jumping somebody to the front of the line? I can't see the board. So
I am.
Is this a trick question you're putting on me, baby?
No. Kim's roof collapsed in the storm last night, so we better get to Kim real quick.
I better take Kim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help?
I guess it had to be a flat roof.
No, actually, it is a tile roof, and it didn't collapse.
Oh.
We woke up to a large bubble in the corner of one of the bedrooms.
Okay.
To relieve the pressure, I took a pointed object and poked three or four holes in it, let the water drain into a bucket.
Perfect.
However, I can see that the drywall is saturated enough that it looks bowed.
Yeah.
Don't stand under it.
That's right. And while we are doing that, we hear a noise and we walk out, and my chandelier that hangs over the kitchen table has a hook about a foot away, and it's swagged up there. The swag was on a large toggle bolt. It literally let loose, and my chandelier was swinging about 2 inches above my table.
Oh, mercy.
Yes, so now it's balanced in a bucket.
Oh, my goodness.
Off of it.
Oh, mercy. I was bragging earlier today how this storm came through and didn't cause a lot of damage, but you obviously have multiple roof leaks, and we're going to need to get a roofer out there. You're doing exactly what you need to do. Contain the problem. Keep the drips. You don't worry about taking that saturated, sagging drywall down. It's amazing how long that wet drywall can stay up. But you just keep draining the drywall, and let's get to RosieOnTheHouse.com and find one of the four roofers in Maricopa County and get them out to the house.
And just for safe precaution, if you have extremely expensive flooring or other items on the walls nearby.
Chinaware.
Yeah, you can. Painter's plastic is very inexpensive. You can get it at any hardware store. Get it, roll it out, cut it, you know, something 5 mil or thicker, spread it out, and then that way if some of it does come down, it'll go right onto that plastic, and then we can bundle that up and take it out.
Those tile roofs tend to be one of the harder ones to find the leaks, because what a lot of people don't realize is the tile is not your roof. The tile really is just there for pretty decoration. Your roof is the asphalt membrane that the roofer, the builder, laid underneath the tile. That generally has a life expectancy of about 15 to 20 years, and at the point we have multiple leaks, I'm guessing you're looking at an estimate to lift all the tile off the roof, re-roof the roof, and then relay the tile back. It's not going to be a easy repair, not anything you can probably, if you have multiple leaks, I'm telling you, probably ought to consider re-roof.
Carol in Phoenix, Rose in Phoenix, Jack in Sun City, Tim in Tucson, and an open line at 1-888-767-4348.